Hi, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and this is a Scarlet letter. This one is called Mike Questions His Size. Dear Scarlett, I'm responding to your letter request on your blog. I will use a pseudonym to keep my identity private. I'm not sure if this is a kink or a fetish or just me. As a young boy, I had questions about my size and I was curious. I was suspicious that I might be a bit on the small side. As time went on and I went into high school, I began to hear girls talk. The topic of size seemed to come up with some frequency. The girls were so pretty and I was so attracted. Of course you were. It seemed that without exception, when the topic of size or endowment came up, the girls always put endowed guys on a pedestal. I can still recall the first few times I heard the term hung or even well hung, and then later endowed or well endowed. Yet I more than suspected that those terms definitely did not apply to me. Many girls were quite upfront about it. I did not have all this terminology then, but I knew I was not going to be the alpha guy. I began to have a lot of desires to do chores for girls. I know that might sound odd, but I sort of connect it with the endowment stuff. I had one girlfriend in particular along the way who sort of used me like that. Well, more than one, but one was over the top. She was not a dominatrix explicitly, but sure could have been. She was pretty, a bit older, and used my size in a dominating, threatening kind of way. I was often afraid she would bring it up when we were with her friends or in some public venue. On occasion, she did so more than once, but usually it was just between us. She was a humiliatrix before I had even known the term. Do you sometimes wish you weren't tiny? How big do you think he is? When did you first know you were small? She would bring up small penis issues nearly daily. I don't know why exactly, I just adored her still and wanted to be with her. I learned to be quiet and not argue and to go along. I blushed a lot. I think once she got the power she had, she would continually up the ante, being more and more extreme. The worst was once when a girlfriend of hers was over and we had had dinner. She referenced it outrightly when it was time to clear the table. Her voice still rings in my ears. Shouldn't the least endowed of us get to clear? She smiled. I would lose my voice at those moments. I couldn't even speak up at all. She sensed this and ramped it up more and more. I felt so submissive with her, though again, I didn't use that term totally back then. I don't recall liking the humiliation exactly, but I felt bound to her. I so wanted to stay. Another guy would have left, I'm sure. Often we had a normal relationship, but when push came to shove or something needed to be decided or she wanted something, boom, she would be quick to bring up the issue and I would be quick to be quiet. She understood how in charge she was and understood it a lot more than I did, or that I even do now. Well, Mike, that was quite a letter. Thank you for sending it in. If you check your email, you'll find that I've sent you 5 free minutes and instructions on how to use them. I can't wait to talk to you more about your issue of size and hear more about this humiliatrix. So everyone, if you want to see your letter up and have it recorded, just like this one, just go to my blog, thescarletmistress.com, and look for the Scarlet Letters right up at the top.